Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another 15 minutes of. Today, me and Mark are discussing healthy masculine energy. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I think healthy masculine energy is a topic that so many men need to hear about, and women too. You know, it's a topic for both the masculine and the feminine. The masculine energy kind of is, I think, in my opinion, is the one that needs the most help.
Yeah, the feminine energy also needs a lot of help, but it's like the masculine energy can provide the safety of the healing for the feminine. And that's what I've been experiencing a lot, both with you and Simba, being around the both of you a lot. I mean, since we live in the same space. But what I feel is that I'm learning so much, and there's so much that I didn't know about healthy masculine energy. And I've been very off for large periods in my life being in around this energy. So the more I learn, the more it makes sense. And then I can also see where I have had a masculine shield, like taking on the masculine energy to protect myself because from the lack of it. So we will start to talk and discuss about this topic because it's very, very interesting, and I get a lot of questions about it. So first we will start talking about the masculine energy first. Yeah, so what is healthy masculine energy for you as a man?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's something that I've had to learn over time because I didn't have strong healthy masculine energy examples in my life, and so I've had to cultivate it on my own. But for me, what I've learned is that the healthy masculine provides a safety net. Yeah. And the way that the healthy masculine provides a safety net is by being grounded, by having, just kind of like a soft and open-hearted approach to life, not being so rigid and confined. There's several attributes that we can discuss, you know, such as like having 100% accountability for your actions and behaviors and not blaming others or blaming your partners or blaming society at large for, you know, what's wrong with you, but really taking responsibility for that. But then that's kind of just the first step. Once you take responsibility for yourself, then you have to take actions to correct yourself and to align yourself to a healthy masculine energy. So if we look at it kind of like from an energetic perspective, the feminine energy is very creative in nature, which is why, like, In mythic stories, the oracle, you know, the one who has divine wisdom is always a feminine energy. And then the masculine energy goes and seeks the wisdom of the oracle and then carries out those actions based on their interpretation. So it's the masculine energy that, carries out the actions, that does the work, that does the building. So the feminine energy is the planner and the masculine energy is the builder. And those two things are needed together because you can't function without the synchronicity of that. Yeah. So I think just by acknowledging that those two different energies are needed to work together is a good place to start from.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because because we're so devoted to healing and to heal ourselves and to really see like our full potential and whatnot. I mean, everyone has different reasons for healing, but mostly it's because we want to feel better in different shapes and forms. But as we go deeper and deeper in this journey, it's difficult to, for me, it was difficult to get past a certain point without addressing the balance of these energies and the imbalance of the energies. And that's when we started to, because I started to look into this for myself because I felt like, wow, something is not right here. And that's how I discovered that a lot of my blockages came from having a masculine shield.
Yeah.
And that comes from the lack of feel. So it all comes down to the nervous system. It's like so interesting that everything that we do, every little rabbit hole that we go into from a completely different aspect, all leads down to the nervous system. Yeah. And it's the lack of safety for the female growing up, and feeling the sense of a lack of protection, and that we then embrace the masculine shield and become tough and independent. And yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being independent, but it's like overly independent.
Right, right.
And being this, and I can feel, I can, there's so many, I've been talking a little bit about this on my different Instagram accounts and stuff. And there's mm-hmm. so many women reaching out to me and like, oh, I recognize that, that's me, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And we can feel intuitively that something is not right, that it's like, yeah. it doesn't feel good. And it's draining our energy. And it's just like, I was very disconnected from feeling like soft in my feminine energy. And I was like, well, no, that's just cheesy and, you know, silly.
Yeah.
But I could see that I could not get further in my own healing without addressing this and starting to work on my personal masculine shield. And healing that has been to start to mentor you and yeah. Simba, and bringing in like, what is the healthy masculine energy? Because the healthy masculine energy provides a safety container for the feminine. And so I felt like, okay, I need a healthy masculine energy container to heal yeah. myself mm-hmm. in. So then I had to bring you guys in and start working with you. That's what we've been doing a lot in the mentorship program. So right. I had to, like, okay, I need the the container to heal. So let's start talking about this. And this has been something that you and I have discussed, like, over a long period of time, and really, really cultivating in a very healthy way. And that's one of the things that I really, really appreciate with yeah. you, is that you are embodying this masculine energy. You have really taken that on.
Yeah.
I can feel that. So it's very interesting too. And just for to say that I'm married to Simba. Mark is in a relationship with Booty. We all live at the farm, but we all have our own relationships, so to speak. Yeah. And that's also giving us the polarities. Is like there's two strong relationships carrying the foundation of the energy at the farm. And you and I are very close friends, and we're also in a mentorship. You're in the mentorship program with me, and yeah, so
yeah,
we're very tight, and we can work seamlessly over the different relationships with because the polarities are grounded.
And then, you know, here at the farm, it's very nice because you and Simba kind of are holding the fort down on one side of the farm, and me and Booty are holding down the other side, and so it kind of creates this safety bubble for people that come here.
Yeah.
But another thing you mentioned was about like the intuitive aspect of it. Like you can really feel in your nervous system when the masculine or feminine energy is off.
100%.
And a lot of people tend to kind of disregard those intuitive feelings because they need to, well, get on with their life and take care of business and things. So then they end up developing a masculine shield and taking on the role of the feminine and the masculine together just to kind of like get life, you know, going on. So once, you know, the masculine and the feminine energy is able to regulate in the nervous system, there starts to be room for people to identify with those and reground themselves in a healthy masculine or feminine energy.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate to have partners who are open to that so that we can all kind of all grow into those, those different energies.
Yeah. It's super interesting. It's like, so for me on a personal level, I can feel like my nervous system just knows when the man is not in his heart space, when he's not grounded, when he's not emotionally balanced. And what people are talking about a lot is like that the man has to heal his own masculine wounds
yeah.
and feminine wounds before he can hold the space, because he's overly in his, if he's overly emotional.
Yeah.
And because
it could be the opposite.
Oh yeah, just like shut off.
Right.
Yeah, like overly masculine.
Yeah.
And so the woman can feel that, and I have learned that the way that I navigated the society and my life previously was from a very, very unhealthy way, from a very unhealthy perspective, I would say. And I didn't know these things, but I could just sense that something was off.
Yeah.
That's like, it doesn't feel aligned. And I'm not saying that there's something wrong with everyone, but what we're seeing is the unhealthy balances. And what I talk a lot about is the masculine shield, because that's what I was doing. And yeah. That then the woman and the man is unable to connect because they're both in the masculine energy. So both is trying to lead, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I've been divorced twice, so I have enough experience of what it doesn't look like to know, all of the different problems and where those problems stem from. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just now kind of learning how to establish that healthy relationship, and I'm lucky to have a partner that is there for that and have a positive feminine energy as a partner. And I really kind of feel into that balance, and that helps my nervous system. Yeah. So it's like I can relax into a state of positive and healthy masculinity because I don't have a partner who's overly, you know, doing things or who isn't connected to their heart space.
Yeah. So how have you felt me coaching you in healthy masculine energy? But I mean, it's not like, oh, Mark, you need to do this and this and this. It's not like that. But it's like I know what it feels like. So I have been able to, like, this feels right, this doesn't feel right. And like, and then you have been also diving into it on your own. So you feel like, yeah, that I'm not just guiding you from my own personal idea of what a healthy masculine energy is.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, you know, as a masculine person, that I would seek out another a male to help me on this journey, but I've actually had much more profound insights from hearing the feminine aspect of it, and I would say that the mentorship that you provide, Sarah, is 100% intuitive. Like, we don't ever just sit down and say, like, here are the ways you can be a healthy masculine, and, you know, blah blah blah. We don't really ever have that conversation. We talk about the energetic alignments. And your intuition is strong enough to sense when my energetic alignment is off. And then we go into that. Okay, so what's up with this energy? Why are you feeling this way? Why aren't you showing up for this aspect in your life? And we also have this spoken agreement between us where I've asked Sarah to call me out on anything. And she does. So that's also a part of the masculine energy, as I've dropped that shield. I'm not trying to protect myself from some ego. And you know, the ego doesn't like to be called out, but I've asked Sarah to call me out.
You really, really have. Yeah. And I do.
You do. Yeah, you yep. do. And it's always a learning experience for me.
Yeah. And the thing is that just because I'm a feminine, we have both the masculine and the feminine. And you have masculine and feminine energy. Everyone has them be in balance.
Yeah,
and my masculine energy is very strong. I have a very strong connection to my masculine energy. So what I need to do is to make my masculine energy balanced, but not push it down, because I'm doing energy work and shamanic work, where the assertiveness and that's my path. That is just my strength, and that is like how I can drop down and just be very, very strong. But yeah. I need to cultivate and balance out that with a strong feminine energy that is in my heart space, and that can lead with compassion. And I only use the masculine energy when it's needed. And that's then right. So when I am working with you, I'm calling you out with my masculine energy, and I meet that masculine energy, and I can meet. So what I feel with you is that you're also stopping. We work with stopping to people please a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And when that happens, we know that the anger is coming up. So I have the ability to meet that in you with my masculine energy and with my assertiveness and my shamanic side.
Yeah.
And then but I only use it to a point where it's needed to crack through. And to be honest, male have stronger egos. So
of course.
But once the ego is like surrendered, then bringing in the feminine energy and just seal the deal and make everyone feel comfortable, and then we proceed into the harmony and the balance,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, we could probably have a whole other episode just on the masculine ego and what's really behind that, and you know, why is it so prevalent, and what we can do to kind of let go of that heavy masculine shield.
Yeah. Our 15 minutes are up. It goes so fast. I still have two open spots for my mentorship programs. I actually updated the copy just before we went live, because I am calling in the feminine women, the awakening women. But since I'm mentoring you, I mean, I can't block the energy if there's a man that would like to have mentorship. So I'm changing that actually. But the energy so far has been to call in the awakening women. But okay, we're running out of, but I just want to say that since we are focusing a lot on the awakening woman here at Living with the Spirit, having that healthy masculine energy here is just, yeah, that's just, it's amazing to see and feel that. I have a lot of gratitude towards you and Simba for that. Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for your guidance.
So if you have any questions about masculine energy or the balance between the healthy masculine and healthy feminine, me and Mark will discuss this for the next couple of Thursdays until we feel like we've emptied that. Yeah. So if you have questions, let us know. If you're interested in my mentorship program, send me a DM and I will get back to you. And I'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you later.
See you.